And now Chapter 7 of the Madhya Leela, The Lord's Tour of South India.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very compassionate toward a Brahmin named Vasudev, cured him of leprosy. He transformed him into a beautiful man satisfied with devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the glorious Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaitacharya. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. After delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord desired to go to South India to preach. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order during the waxing fortnight of the month of Magha. During the following month, Phalgun, he went to Jagannath Puri and resided there. At the end of the month of Phalgun, he witnessed the Dola Yatra ceremony, and in his usual ecstatic love of God, he chanted and danced in various ways on the occasion. During the month of Chaitra, while he lived at Jagannath Puri, the Lord delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and in the beginning of the next month, Vaisakha, he decided to go to South India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together, and holding them by the hand, humbly informed them, "You are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give up you is difficult for me. You are all my friends, and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me the chance to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. I now beg all of you for one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India. I shall go to search out Vishwaroop. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I do not wish to take anyone with me. Until I return from Setubandha, all of you dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri." Knowing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware that Vishwaroop had already passed away. A pretense of ignorance was necessary, however, so that he could go to South India and liberate the people there. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "How is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Let one or two of us go with you, otherwise you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. Indeed, I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me and I shall go with you." The Lord replied, "I am simply a dancer, and you are the wire puller. However you pull the wires to make me dance, I shall dance in that way." After accepting the sannyas order, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advaita Prabhu. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas staff. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities. Jagadananda wants me to enjoy bodily sense gratification, and out of fear I do whatever he tells me. If I sometimes do something against his desire, out of anger, he will not talk to me for 3 days. Being a sannyasi, it is my duty to lie down on the ground and take a bath 3 times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, But I know that he is very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy. Although I am in the renounced order of life, and Damodar is a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me. According to Damodar, I am still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature. Damodar Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to enjoy sense gratification, even though it be unethical. But since I am a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly. You should all therefore remain here in Neelachal for some days, while I tour the sacred places of pilgrimage alone. Actually, the Lord is controlled by the good qualities of all his devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, he tastes all these qualities. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. He always tolerated all kinds of personal unhappiness resulting from his acceptance of the renounced order of life. The regulative principles observed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were sometimes intolerable, and all the devotees became greatly affected by them. Although strictly observing the regulative principles, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness felt by his devotees. Therefore, to prevent them from accompanying him and becoming unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared their good qualities to be false. The Lord wanted to tour all the places of pilgrimage alone and strictly observe the duties of the renounced order. Four devotees then humbly insisted that they go with the Lord, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent, supreme personality of Godhead, did not accept their request. Thereupon Lord Nityananda said, "Whatever you order is my duty, regardless of whether it results in happiness or unhappiness. Yet I still submit one petition to you. Please consider it, and if you think it proper, I beg you, please accept it. You must take with you a loincloth, external clothes, and a water pot. You should take nothing more than this. Since your two hands will always be engaged in chanting and counting the holy names, well, how will you be able to carry the water pot and external garments? When along the way you fall unconscious in ecstatic love of Godhead, who will protect your belongings, the water pot, garments, and so forth? Here is a simple Brahmin named Krishna Das. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. He will carry your water pot and garments. You may do whatever you like. He will not say a word." Accepting the request of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya took all his devotees and went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As soon as they entered the house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord obeisances and a place to sit. After seating all the others, the Bhattacharya took his seat. After they had discussed various topics about Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "I have come to your place just to receive your order. My elder brother Vishvarup has taken sannyas and gone to South India. Now I must go search for him. Please permit me to go, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall soon return very happily." Upon hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very agitated. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this sorrowful reply,
"After many births, due to some pious activity, I got your association. Now Providence is breaking this invaluable association. If a thunderbolt falls on my head, or if my son dies, I can tolerate it. But I cannot endure the unhappiness of your separation. My dear Lord, you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. Certainly you will depart. I know that. Still, I ask you, stay here for a few days more so that I can see your lotus feet.
Upon hearing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relented. He stayed a few days longer and did not depart. The Bhattacharya eagerly invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home and fed him very nicely. The Bhattacharya's wife, whose name was Sati Mata, the mother of Sati, did the cooking. The narrations of these pastimes are very wonderful. Later I shall tell about this in elaborate detail, but at present I wish to describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour. After staying 5 days at the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally asked his permission to depart for South India. After receiving the Bhattacharya's permission, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. He took the Bhattacharya with him. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. The priest then immediately delivered prasad and a garland to Lord Chaitanya. Thus receiving Lord Jagannath's permission in the form of a garland, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered obeisances and in great jubilation prepared to depart for South India. Accompanied by his personal associates and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu circumambulated the altar of Jagannath. The Lord then departed on his South Indian tour. While the Lord was going along the path to Alalanath, which was located on the seashore, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gave the following orders to Gopinathacharya. Bring the 4 sets of loincloths and outer garments I keep at home, and also some prasad of Lord Jagannath's. You may carry these things along with the help of some Brahmin. While Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya submitted the following at his lotus feet.
My Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill. In the town of Vidyanagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Rabananda Rai. Please do not neglect him, thinking he belongs to a Shudra family, engaged in material activities. It is my request that you meet him without fail. Rabananda Rai is a fit person to associate with you. No other devotee can compare with him in knowledge of the transcendental mellows. He is a most learned scholar, as well as an expert in devotional mellows. Actually, he is most exalted, and if you talk with him, you will see how glorious he is. I could not realize when I first spoke with Rabananda Rai that his topics and endeavors were all transcendentally uncommon. I made fun of him simply because he was a Vaishnav. By your mercy, I can now understand the truth about Rabananda Rai. In talking with him, you also will acknowledge his greatness.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's request that he meet Rabananda Rai. Bidding him farewell, the Lord embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the Bhattacharya's blessings while he was engaged in the devotional service of Lord Krishna at home. The Lord wished to return again to Jagannath Puri by his mercy. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed on his tour, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fainted and fell to the ground. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take notice of him. Rather, he left quickly. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the nature of the mind of an uncommon personality. Sometimes it is soft like a flower, but sometimes it is as hard as a thunderbolt. The hearts of those above common behavior are sometimes harder than a thunderbolt, and sometimes softer than a flower. How can one accommodate such contradictions in great personalities?
Lord Nityananda Prabhu raised Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and with the help of his men saw him to his home. Immediately, all the devotees came and partook of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's company. Afterwards, Gopinath Acharya came with the garments and prasad. All the devotees followed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a place known as Alalanath. There they offered respects and various prayers. In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted for some time. Indeed, all the neighbors came to see him. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also known as Godahari, people began to shout the holy name of Hari. Lord Chaitanya, immersed in his usual ecstasy of love, danced in the midst of them. The body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was naturally very beautiful. It was like molten gold dressed in saffron cloth. Indeed, he was most beautiful for being ornamented with the ecstatic symptoms which caused his hair to stand on end, tears to well in his eyes, and his body to tremble and perspire all over. Everyone present was astonished to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and his bodily transformations. Whoever came did not want to return home. Everyone, including children, old men, and women, began to dance and chant the holy names of Sri Krishna and Gopal. In this way, they all floated in the ocean of love of Godhead. Upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there would be dancing and chanting in every village. Seeing that it was already getting late, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the spiritual master, invented a means to disperse the crowd. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch at noon, everyone came running around them. After finishing their baths, they returned at noon to the temple. Admitting his own men, Sri Nityananda Prabhu closed the outside door. Gopinath Acharya then brought prasad for the two lords to eat. And after they ate, the remnants of the food were distributed to all the devotees. Hearing about this, everyone there came to the outside door and began chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Thus there was a tumultuous sound. After lunch, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them open the door. In this way, everyone received his audience with great pleasure. The people came and went until evening, and all of them became Vaishnav devotees and began to chant and dance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then passed the night there and discussed the pastimes of Lord Krishna with his devotees with great pleasure. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South Indian tour. He bade farewell to the devotees by embracing them. Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but proceeded onward. In separation, the Lord became very perturbed and walked on unhappily. His servant Krishnadas, who was carrying his water pot, followed behind. All the devotees remained there and fasted, but the next day they all unhappily returned to Jagannath Puri. Almost like a mad lion, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his tour filled with ecstatic love and performing Sankirtan, chanting Krishna's names as follows. The Lord chanted, Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 hey! Krishna, 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 Raksha Mam. Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam. That is, O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me. He also chanted, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Raksha Mam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. That is, O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me. Chanting this verse, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as Godahari, went on his way. As soon as he saw someone, he would request him to chant Hari, Hari. Whoever heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant Hari, Hari, also chanted the holy name of Lord Hari and Krishna. In this way, they all followed the Lord, very eager to see him. After some time, the Lord would embrace these people and bid them to return home after investing them with spiritual potency. Being thus empowered, they would return to their own villages, always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and sometimes laughing, crying, and dancing. These empowered people used to request everyone and anyone, whomever they saw, to chant the holy name of Krishna. In this way, all the villagers would also become devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Simply by seeing such empowered individuals, people from different villages would become like them by the mercy of their glance. When these individuals returned to their villages, they also converted others into devotees. When others came to see them, they also were converted. In this way, as those men went from one village to another, all the people of South India became devotees. Thus many hundreds of people became Vaishnavas when they passed the Lord on the way and were embraced by him. In whatever village Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed to accept alms, many people came to see him. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a first-class devotee. Later, they became teachers or spiritual masters and liberated the entire world. In this way, the Lord went to the extreme southern part of India, and he converted all the provinces to Vaishnavism. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his spiritual potencies at Navadvip, but he did manifest them in South India and liberated all the people there. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's empowering of others can be understood by one who is actually a devotee of the Lord and who has received his mercy. If one does not believe in the uncommon transcendental pastimes of the Lord, he is vanquished both in this world and in the next. Whatever I have stated about the beginning of the Lord's movement should also be understood to hold for as long as the Lord toured South India. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the holy place known as Kurmakshetra, he saw the deity and offered prayers and obeisances. While at this place, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his usual ecstasy of love of Godhead and was laughing, crying, dancing and chanting. Everyone who saw him was astonished. After hearing of these wonderful occurrences, everyone came to see him there. When they saw the beauty of the Lord and his ecstatic condition, they they were all struck with wonder. Just by seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became a devotee. They began to chant Krishna and Hari and all the holy names. They all were merged in a great ecstasy of love, and they began to dance, raising their arms. Always hearing them chant the holy names of Lord Krishna, others also became Vaishnavas in those villages. By hearing the holy name of Krishna, the entire country became Vaishnav. It was as if the nectar of the holy name of Krishna overflooded the entire country. After some time, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested his external consciousness, a priest of the Lord Kurma deity gave him various offerings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mode of preaching has already been explained, and I shall not repeat the explanation. In whichever village the Lord entered, his behavior was the same. In one village, there was a Vedic Brahmin named Kurma. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home with great respect and devotion. This Brahmin brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his home, washed his lotus feet, and with his family members, drank the water. That Kurma Brahmin, with great affection and respect, made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat all kinds of food. After that, the remnants were shared by all the members of the family. The Brahmin then began to pray, "O my Lord, your lotus feet are meditated upon by Lord Brahma, and these very lotus feet have come into my home. My dear Lord, there is no limit to my great fortune. It cannot be described. Today my family, birth, and riches, they have all been glorified." The Brahmin begged Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, kindly show me favor and let me go with you. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by materialistic life." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Don't speak like that again. Better to remain at home and chant the holy name of Krishna always. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further advised the Brahmin Kurma, "If you follow this instruction, your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here, or rather, you will never lose my company. At whosoever's house, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted his alms by taking prasad, he would convert the dwellers to his Sankirtan movement and advise them just as he advised the Brahmin named Kurma. While on his tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend the night at a temple or on the roadside. Whenever he accepted food from a person, he would give him the same advice he gave the Brahmin named Kurma. He adopted this process until he returned from his South Indian tour to Jagannath Puri. Thus I have described the Lord's behavior elaborately in the case of Kurma. In this way, you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout South India. Thus Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remain at night in one place, and the next morning, after bathing, start again. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the Brahmin Kurma followed him a great distance, but eventually Lord Chaitanya took care to send him back home. There was also one Brahmin named Vasudev, who was a great person but was suffering from leprosy. Indeed, his body was filled with living worms. Although suffering from leprosy, the Brahmin Vasudev was enlightened. As soon as one worm fell from his body, he would pick it up and place it back again in the same location. Then one night, Vasudev heard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival, and in the morning he came to see the Lord at the house of Kurma. When the leper Vasudev came to Kurma's house to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was informed that the Lord had already left. The leper then fell to the ground unconscious. When Vasudev, the leper Brahmin, was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord immediately returned to that spot and embraced him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched him, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudev's body became very beautiful to his great happiness. The Brahmin Vasudev was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he began to recite a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam touching the Lord's lotus feet. He said, "Who am I? A sinful poor friend of a Brahmin. And who is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, full in six opulences? Nonetheless, he has embraced me with his two arms. Oh, my merciful Lord, such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entities. Such mercy can be found only in you. Upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily odor. Yet you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead."
Being meek and humble, the Brahmin Vasudev worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To protect the Brahmin, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him to chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. By doing so, he would never become unnecessarily proud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudev to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. As a result, Krishna would very soon accept him as his devotee. After thus instructing the Brahmin, Vasudev, in that way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from that place. Then the two Brahmins, Kurma and Vasudev, embraced one another and began to cry, remembering the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reclaimed the leper Vasudev, and so received the name Vasudevamrita Prad, or the giver of nectar to Vasudev. Thus I end my description of the first tour of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his visiting the temple of Kurma, and his liberating the leper Brahmin Vasudev. One who hears these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great faith will surely very soon attain the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I admit that I do not know the beginning nor the end of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. However, whatever I have written, I have heard from the mouths of great personalities. O devotees, please do not consider my offenses in this regard. Your lotus feet are my only shelter. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 7 of the Madhya Lila, the Lord's Tour of South India.